2233, Jessica S. Valentino, trustee, north of Road 279B, south of Gold Drive, being lots 53 and 59, within Joy Beach Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses.
John Valentino, 5 Gold Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Jessica Valentino, 5 Gold Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
And you both swear affirm testimony about the truth, be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We live in a small community, Joy Beach community. It's a kind of waterfront type community. And we're requesting a variance for our deck that has been installed. It was installed by Home Depot Deck Division. The deck replaces an old 20-year-old deck that was kind of rotting out and sagging and so forth, and was in a dangerous position. So we called in Home Depot, and they did all the work. They did the design work as well as the other work. And I do have one picture of the deck that was installed. The deck is approximately 38 feet long. It's 8 feet wide and extends in one area about 12 feet out. And we did that so we can put a table out there so we can have dinner out there and, you know, just entertain outside. And we have the picture of the deck. They did a great job with the deck. One of the problems I ran into was that the fact that when we did the contract with Home Depot, we assumed that all the approvals were obtained, and they came over and they started digging holes. We had the first inspection, and that of course was approved for the depth of the hole and so forth. And the deck was basically completed, and we were dumb and happy. And all of a sudden, we got the letter saying we're out of compliance. So here we are. I guess a major problem is that the extended area. The 6x6 uprights are approximately 15 feet from the back setback of the property, and that's a canal. It's a little lagoon. The other uprights are probably about, I would say, 18 to 20 feet from that same area. And it's hard to measure because that there is a lagoon in the backyard, and you don't know exactly where that line may be. I do have letters from my next-door neighbor, who's a president of the association, as well as the architectural chairman of the Joy Beach Property Owners Association. So we're kind of asking for approval so we don't have to tear down a beautiful deck, and it does add to the neighborhood. It's a beautiful deck, and as I say, it's nice sitting out there and viewing, you know, the wetlands that are right across the street from us, and we'd hate to rip it down at this late stage. And, you know, again, the mistake I made was I assumed along with, I guess, Home Depot that everything was on a go position, or I would never start those holes going in the backyard. So basically, we're just asking for that approval.
Who was a subcontractor to Home Depot?
It's the Home Depot Deck Division, and I think it's part of the Home Depot itself.
I mean, they have their own people, or do they send it out?
It's subcontracted, but that division, I believe, is owned by Home Depot. At least they told me that. And it's out of Virginia.
Actually, sir, I'm representing Home Depot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you want me to.
Name and address.
Laura Thomas, 1041 Cannons Court, Woodbridge, Virginia.
And this testimony, you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Okay. You need to stand up there so we get you on the mic.
I didn't know you were here.
Okay.
Actually, it's U.S. Remodelers is the name of the company. We're a subcontractor for the Home Depot. And we install all their decks on the side of the country.
And do you have an explanation as to how this deck came to be completed in violation of setbacks?
Yes, sir. We actually have never done work in your county before. This was the first permit we pulled here. And we followed our process, which is our normal process. We received a permit. We were given a permit, granted it. We were supplied a survey, plans that were stamped by our engineer, all of that. And we went ahead with the deck. We did not read the small print of your permit that said it was that we had to obtain the setbacks from the application. And when we looked at the application, that's when we realized after we saw your letter that we were in violation. Normally, most of the counties, when you supply all that information, if you're in and you don't meet the setback, you're denied and not given a permit. We were given a permit, plus we also passed all of our inspections, including the final. So we didn't realize there was an issue until we received your letter.
So in other counties, you're saying you have to have a site plan already?
Yes, sir. And we supplied one here. We weren't told at that time it wasn't needed. You know, had we been told that, we use permit companies to run our permits. I'm actually in charge of that. I'm in charge of all of our companies for permit runners. And we used one out of D.C. who had never worked here, obviously, because we have never worked here. So he was unaware that, you know, he supplied everything and no one told him that, you know, we don't use the surveys and when we give you a permit. Most counties in this area, that's not the way it works. So.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Okay. We thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Gabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter from Mr. Charles A. Genevieve, Chairman of the Architectural Committee, and they recommend that the board approve the request. And also from a Terry Van Horn, 3 Gold Drive.
He's my next door neighbor. He's the president of the association.
Okay, he's the next door neighbor, and he asks that this variance be approved.
Thank you. Came to anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, and I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion.
Man, it's getting late. Let's go, guys.
Mr. Chairman, I believe lot is unique in the sense that the line is in the canal. I believe the variance would enable reasonable use. Not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, so I would move that we approve case number 2233.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10233. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Okay.